tonight we're going to talk about energy, sleep, depression, just a whole lot of things that people live with in a world today. But I'd like to share a little personal testimony, because I work out real hard every morning, as Dr. Kellis knows, and I go to Curves 5 days a week. I go to Pilates class directly after that 5 days a week, and then I go to yoga. So why in the world would I get edema? I couldn't even imagine it, and yet my legs started swelling because I sit here at this big leather chair all day long from 9 or 10. I know morning until 8 or 9 o'clock at night and never get up. And I will admit I wasn't drinking enough water, but I was having my E7 and my, you know, all of my things, my Live Long and my Cleanzyme, and I was just doing really, really good. But suddenly I got edema, and I called Dr. Kellis. And Dr. Kellis, you tell what you told me to do?
Well, you got two things, Janice. Your heart started pounding. So
yes.
As people get a more pounding heart.
Yes.
Or they get twitches, cramps, tight muscles, or pain in the kidney area, or your mind races and you can't go to sleep, or you wake up, urinate, and can't go back to sleep, or you get mid-afternoon fatigue. That's all low in Kona Gold. That means they need more Kona Gold to balance that out. And a lot of times that's caused because of diarrhea or frequent urination. But a lot of times it's either too much water or insufficient water to match the mineral intake. And a lot of people who get low blood pressure tend to burn through their minerals and trace minerals a lot faster than the rest of us. Now when you put that in...
immediately.
Now, did you lose weight and did your heartbeat
normalize? Well, it's kind of an amazing thing, because my husband was very concerned about maybe congestive heart failure. I am 70 years old, even though I think I'm infallible and I think I'm 20.
You're bulletproof. You're going over 100, I can tell you.
I know. Well, I didn't know. You know, he even had me a little scared. So he called his partner, the cardiologist, and they scheduled me for an echocardiogram. In the meantime, you told me what to do with increasing my Kona Gold. And all of that swelling that I had went down in 3 days. I lost 14 pounds of fluid. Today I had an echocardiogram this morning. I didn't even tell anybody because I wasn't scared. I just knew that you had already solved the situation. But I went in, and the echocardiogram, the woman doing it said, I have never seen more perfect arteries, a more perfect heart, more perfect valves, everything. She went on and on and on, and she said, and what is this? I read you had edema. She said, your legs look like a teenager's legs.
Well, you have, you know, I see people constantly plateauing on weight loss and having edema and swelling in the ankles and that type of stuff. And I can tell you this, the key is just keep raising the Kona Gold until it clears away. It's amazing what that does. And, of course, that can help with a lot of the people when they think they've got heart problems, and they go to the hospital and the hospital puts an IV in them. All they're going to do is give them electrolytes, lactate ringer, which is sugar water, and replace their electrolytes. So if you just take the Kona Gold, oftentimes that takes care of all the minerals your body needs and it rebalances your water, and then you start drinking water, and then the water can actually go into the cell and flush the cell out so that the cell gets rid of the toxins and it balances everything out. And then your heartbeat, instead of going fast and pounding hard, pounds consistent, because if you go low on your electrolytes in your heart, one of the things that happens is your heart starts pounding harder, and it beats faster, and you tend to get anxiety because you're not getting enough oxygen, and you get mid-afternoon fatigue.
And not sleeping. I didn't ever get tired, I think, because of my high exercising, but I wasn't sleeping good at night.
That's right. You don't go to sleep, and you can wake up at night, mm-hmm. urinate, and not go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up in the morning and you don't feel like you've had good sleep, and that right there affects your energy throughout the day. So people say, what can I do for energy? Well, what you can do is get a good night's sleep.
Well, I did 9 Konas a day, and in 3 days lost all of the edema, completely, every bit of it.
I can't
9 extra Konas.
You would not believe how many people have weight that they're carrying around consistently because they're running low on electrolytes. And when it comes to chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, we give them the electrolytes, the chronic fatigue tends to clear away, and the fibromyalgia. Both of them start getting somewhat better on that one. And sometimes they get totally better, just on that alone.
Mm-hmm. So all-day fatigue, midday fatigue, going asleep, staying asleep,
yeah,
all those things.
All of them can be handled with Kona Gold, and Kona Gold is the most absorbable of all those that you can have. Now, the other thing that helps, if we just go for energy, you can go, a lot of people's energy is low and their electrolytes are off because they have yeast or bacteria infections. And so what I recommend people do is go through a cleanse, clean out all the yeast and bacteria, get rid of all the sweet cravings and stuff, because the sweet and breads can tend to flush out and feed the bugs that cause the toxic buildup and some of the edema. So that if you can get rid of the sweet cravings and feed your cells the normal nutrients that their body needs, then what happens is you can get the energy. Otherwise, you get that mid-afternoon, after-meal kind of a slump or a hypoglycemia type of thing that tends to come on.
So it can be yeast and bacteria, which the cleanse is just really wonderful for that. And
well,
I never thought that that was one of my problems because of doing the cleanse so often.
Well, the other thing is taking Cleanzyme. Cleanzyme is antifungal and anti-Helicobacter pylori, so it protects you from getting that back either. So once you do the cleanse, if you take the E7 and you take Cleanzyme, those two products, you can keep yourself from having yeast come back and take over and having the bacteria come back and take over, because the Cleanzyme has myrrh in it and it has gentian herbal bitters in it, which can get rid of a lot of that toxic buildup.
Well, and then sunlight.
And then sunlight. Sunlight, you got to know day from night. And if you don't go out and get any sunlight, you're never going to get the deep sleep, because it's light that gives you that. The light gets through the pineal gland, and the pineal gland tells the pituitary gland to tell the adrenals in the daytime or in the morning, right when the morning's first coming up, to wake up and go hit the day. Now, I find people who go to bed late and they don't wake up early in the morning with the sun, and what that ends up doing is you're not getting your deep sleep during the dark hours, and it's during the dark hours that your system recharges itself, and what's adrenaline during the day is called noradrenaline at night. Now, adrenaline keeps you awake during the day, so you have energy. And noradrenaline keeps you asleep. Now, some people don't make enough noradrenaline, so they can't stay asleep. But a lot of times, if you go out and get about a half hour to an hour of sunlight a day on your eyes, then what happens is you get your sleep cycles working properly so that you can have energy and you can do the things that you need to do. And it makes a huge difference. Now,
so all that golf really is good for you.
Well, you know, I didn't learn this by just making it up. I read about the life of Albert Schweitzer, and he was tracking the people who were in Africa, and he said, you know, they had very little arthritis and no cancer and very little degenerative disease. And when he left, he saw all kinds of arthritis, cancer, and degenerative disease. And he looked at the food, and he said, well, they're not eating different food. And he looked at the work, and they weren't doing different work. But the Dutch traders traded sunglasses for the goods there, and it was a status symbol for the Africans to wear sunglasses, and those that were wearing sunglasses were the ones who were having the degenerative disease. And so Albert Schweitzer, after 30 years in Africa, concluded that something about sunglasses blocks out your ability to know day from night and get energy. Now, it's not just energy, because your pituitary gland fires up your adrenals to give you energy, but it also fires up your thyroid to burn off fat, your thymus to give you immune protection, and your parathyroid to keep your calcium working into your bones. So when you go suppressed on getting sunlight, what you're really doing is you're suppressing your entire upper endocrine, the things that keep you healthy.
You know, I preach all day long to people that I talk to, that I consult with, sunlight, 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 cod liver oil, you know.
Sounds like you're casting a spell there.
Yeah, because it's just so important. And I know I love the sun, and I don't put my sunglasses on unless it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I always wear my big golf hat anyway.
Right.
But I never wear my sunglasses until it's in the brilliant, brilliant midday.
Yep. Well, that's, you know, you need sun, you need water. Pure water, you need pure air, and you need nutrients. And if you take that with E7, you're pretty well set. Now, if you've got issues of energy and sleep, you've got to develop the electrolytes and get rid of any yeast or bacteria things. If you do both of those, you'll get much sleeper, easier sleep. Now, the things that can still keep you from getting sleep is an unresolved whiplash. Anytime you can't put your neck all the way back, that C2 can sit there right on the brain stem and cause you to have a problem sleeping. Another thing that can affect you, we were talking about depression. Sunlight can help you with, it works as an antidepressant. Mercury fillings can work as a depressant. So understanding those two things. And the product that really helps on both bipolar and mood swings on a lot of people is methylate. It is amazing how that can help because what it does is it increases SAMe. Now, you were talking about
Tyrosine?
The tyrosine is in the it. And that supports both the adrenals and thyroid. And so it, in the morning, can actually help support as well as stimulate energy. But there was another thing. We were talking about taking methylate because it helps the heart to stop fibrillating.
Yes. That and fish oil.
Yes, and that and fish oil.
Omega-3s.
Because it's not just going to convert the homocysteine to SAMe, but it will relax the cardiovascular system and the muscles and, release tension and fibrillation of the heart problems. So it can help an awful lot in that. So that is a very powerful product. It's more than just an anti-methylator. It's also good for the cardiovascular system.
So, and it's good for depression is another huge area that people talk to me about all the time, Dr. Callis.
Well, it's
and
the
methylate, A7.
It's the hidden epidemic.
Yes.
A couple things cause depression. Besides the classic frozen anger, you know, people who, you know, won't forgive other people and won't move on and won't make peace with other people. That's a major cause of depression. Mercury fillings, they did a study of 1,320 people, and of the people who did that, those, when they cleared out the mercury filling, 73% of them stopped having mood swings and 72.3% stopped having depression. two highest symptoms of heavy metal poisoning.
And just frowning makes you depressed.
Just frowning.
Frowning makes you depressed.
What, smiling, the world smiles with you,
yes.
Frowning, there's no one around.
Isn't it something?
You know, the world tends to respond to the way we respond to the world. I find people are wonderful, and time after time, I walk through, and people help me out and do things, and I help them, and it's really a good feeling world. And then I talk to people who tell me about how terrible it is, and I listen to them for a little while, and then I watch them and watch how people react to them. And they're right. The world to them is terrible because they're terrible to the world. You know, it's an interesting thing. You have an area inside of your brain. It's called your amygdala. And what an amygdala is the area that has to do with short-term memory type things and deals with fear and anger and hate and all that. And if you do that, if you have that, you can eat up your amygdala, which is also controls how you feel about life. And if you're angry long enough, you can destroy your amygdala, and then you lose the ability to be happy and enjoy life. And so what I've learned is look for good things. And be grateful and thankful, because if you're thankful, you cannot be angry. See, because the way the world works is we're either blessed or cursed. The way it works once you accept what I'm talking about is we're either blessed or we're learning a lesson. We're never cursed, because everything will work for a good purpose, if we allow that to happen.
And when we have depression and things like that, it can also cause other chronic diseases like chronic fatigue, irregularity. And there's so many good things about that being regular. You know, I always tell people, if it's floating, you're living. If it's sinking, you're dying. Now, do you want to discuss with us how wonderful Essential 7 and Kona Gold and all these products are for being truly healthy and living and not dying?
Well, that's why we put the fibers in there and the lactobacillus. You know, and it's interesting that you say that, Janice, because the other thing that causes a lot of depression is sugar and the microorganisms that grow off sugar, and you're back to yeast and bacteria again. But I think fatigue and depression run together. Because the more you eat the sweets, the more mercury comes into your body. The more you eat the sweets, the more microorganisms grow. The more you throw your blood sugar off, and the more you ferment and putrefy rather than digest and absorb. And so we want to do all the things to take care of that. And that's why I said the E7, the Cleanzyme. It sounds so simple. But E7 is basically 8 different products put together to make one, and Cleanzyme is 5 different products put together. So when you take those two things, you're taking a complete digestive solution that protects you from yeast overgrowth and all that, and helps the bowels to work. And both of those have lactobacillus, and they have 2 different kinds of lactobacillus to support you. That's what keeps the bugs from coming into you. And also you have the fiber, which pulls out the toxins and keeps you from getting toxic. Now, the other thing it has is a liver detoxifier, and it's very important that Live Long and Cleanzyme both have the same artichoke and sarsaparilla in it. And what that does is it cleans your liver, and the way your liver is the way your brain is. So if we keep the liver clean, the brain will be clean. And so you always want to do everything you can to support that. Now, the next thing you want to do that can help both burn off fat and support energy and strength and stamina, CLA helps with strength and stamina. It helps make muscle, and it helps handle blood sugar, which is the other thing. when people exercise and or take glucophage, they help the body's ability to handle insulin properly. When people take CLA and alpha-lipoic acid, they help do the exact same thing. So if you exercise and take CLA and alpha-lipoic acid, which is in CLAs, that helps build muscles instead of fat and allows you to burn energy and utilize it for strength and stamina. When you take the IT in the morning, what that does is that has the tyrosine and the things to support your adrenals to burn fat and also give you energy.
Now, you do one or the other.
You do one or the other.
Yes.
And it depends on whether you want to get muscle shape to burn off or whether you're having problems staying asleep and staying awake in the middle of the night, middle of the afternoon. So if you're tired in the mid-afternoon and you're tired in the middle of the night or you can't sleep in the middle of the night, then you go to IT.
In the morning.
In the morning. If you've got stamina issues and muscle issues and you'd like to tone up, then you go to CLAs.
And also, if you just have this horrible carb craving and food craving, the IT, wouldn't that help?
The IT...
That just makes you not hungry.
Well, that's one of the great things about it is it does take away the desire for food and tends to give you pretty good stamina also. So, you know, both products have a place that can help out. The classic place where you use IT would be for people with upper respiratory asthma. You can use both products if you have any colitis, if you have any blood sugar swing issues. Just very effective for those types of things.
Now then, I have a secretary that is absolutely doesn't know the word health. She hears me all day long talk, but she goes to Dairy Queen and Sonic and everywhere for lunch and comes in, and she has discovered that she has, well, she's always known she has the horrible digestion, and she always knows that someday she'll be older and she'll need to take care of her health, maybe, but she sneaks into my refrigerator every day now and drinks aloe, and it stops all of her heartburn that she has.
Well, you know, that's the B solution. The A solution is just quit putting the things in your mouth
that
keep
the
heartburn.
Talk till you're blue in the face.
I know. You know what I do, though? Put her through a cleanse, and at the end of the week, she'll lose all the sweet cream.
Oh, I can't even get her to have a, when I have her a shake, you know, if you were to just put real chocolate syrup that was sinful, she would do it. No.
You know what? When I was first studying, I was interning under a guy, and he looked at me and he said, I want you to know something. He said, first of all, you're going to go further than I went because there will be better tests and better understanding of how things work. And there's problems that we can only scratch the surface, and every time you find something, you'll get deeper and deeper, and before you know it, we'll be solving problems we couldn't solve before. That's the first of all. Second of all, he said, only people who want to learn it will learn it.
When they're ready.
He said, everyone chooses how they want to die.
You can lead them to the stream.
And you can lead a horse to water, and sometimes they just drown in it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, Dr. Kellis, we've talked about energy and sleep. And depression, and those three things, I think, are so key to so many different diseases because they go into fibromyalgia, they go into chronic fatigue, and all of those things. And we've found a lot of solutions tonight. Don't you think I do?
Well, I'll tell you what.